Chapter 6, A Sample Feast Day. The feast and famine feast day. Now comes the fun part, my friends. Let's dig deep into a sample feast day while we are following the feast and famine diet. This is taken from my own lifestyle and from a period of time when I was consistently losing weight as fast as I ever had, every week, without fail. My metabolism has never been superhuman either, so rest assured, if this was worked for me, it's very, very likely to work for you as well, with portion sizes adjusted if you are female, of course. Read on and enjoy. I hope it gets you filled with enthusiasm. You will notice I'm not including calories, because who counts calories on a feast day? I sure don't, and you shouldn't either. Breakfast. Breakfast is regarded by many nutrition experts as being the most important meal of the day. It's also a meal I've neglected most of my life due to the perils of enjoying sleeping in. Intermittent fasting has cleared that up. After a 500-calorie day, I can't wait to really eat a substantial breakfast. I must say, I feel much more ready for action after a full-force breakfast. 4 eggs scrambled. I choose to go with whole eggs for hormonal optimization's sake, but often mix up the way the eggs are prepared. Fresh tomato, onion, and jalapeno salsa. Extra hot and used as a condiment on top of the eggs. 4 pieces of turkey bacon. I will eat other styles of bacon when turkey bacon isn't available. 4 ounces of steak, sautéed in a frying pan. I only add this when I really want to indulge or if I feel like I need the extra protein for muscle building purposes. 8 ounces of milk. Whole milk is also great for guys looking to naturally boost their hormonal advantage. Snack. A few handfuls of organic almonds. A small spinach salad. I don't use dressing beyond olive oil and garlic, and sometimes toss in some tomatoes, onion, and cucumber, depending on what's at hand. Lunch. Medium baked potato. I dress the potato with a bit of butter and garlic. 2 6-ounce grilled chicken breasts. Sometimes plain or sometimes with salsa on top, if I have extra from breakfast. Small side of mixed vegetables. Snack. More almonds. Dinner. 10 ounces of grilled lean steak, plain, beyond salt and pepper. Small side salad or spinach salad, and a side portion of white or brown rice. As much green tea as I'd like to drink, sweetened with pure stevia. Occasionally, a dessert of organic sorbet, a small addiction of mine. Snack. My after-dinner snack is pretty wide open within reason. If I eat chips, I make sure to not go overboard. Vanilla whey protein shake, made with whole milk, half whole milk and half almond milk. I drink this right before bed. This is just a sample feast and famine day, but it should give you a great idea of what's possible when we eat smartly and abundantly. The real eye-opener is when you eat like this half the time and still see the fat melting away. That's when you will become a full-force feast and famine true believer.